who have remarkable power, remarkable ability. And the person with the ultimate ability, the ultimate power is Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. And yesterday we heard about how Jesus showed his power. He showed his authority by calming the storm. Do you remember? Jesus simply commanded them. What did he say? Be still. And the wind and the waves, they obeyed Jesus. Jesus demonstrated his authority to command nature. He made the winds and the waves, and they obeyed him. Nature obeys Jesus. Do we obey Jesus? You see, when we don't obey Jesus, that's called disobedience. Do you know what that word means? I'm sure you know what that word means. Disobedience. In the Bible, disobedience means sin. Yeah, sin. And when we disobey Jesus, we're sinning against Jesus. And that is an incredibly serious thing. For us to be living in disobedience to Jesus is incredibly serious. We need to be saved from that. We need to be rescued from that. And that's why we're talking about Jesus this year, how Jesus came to save us. Now, in this story from the Bible, Jesus is in a place called Capernaum. Capernaum was by the Sea of Galilee. We heard of the Sea of Galilee yesterday. Jesus was staying in a house there by the lake, and while he was there, he was teaching people. And many, many people wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. And so you imagine where the room where Jesus is, people crowded into the room. And the room was so full, they couldn't get anybody more in through the door. It was so full. In fact, outside, a crowd had gathered around the front door. Nobody could get in through the door or into the room. They had to stand by the window and just kind of try and hear what Jesus was saying through the window. Now, in that town was a paralytic. A paralytic. Does anybody know what a paralytic is? A paralytic is someone who cannot walk. He couldn't walk. It's terribly, terribly sad. This was his sickness. And his friends heard that Jesus had come to town, that Jesus is able to do wonderful things. His friends believed that. They believed that Jesus could heal their friend, and so they carried their friend to Jesus. Now, I need somebody who likes to relax. Do you like to relax? Seriously. Would you like to come and lie down here? Just lie down there. You have to lie there for the next 10 minutes. Is that all right? Is that all right? You just relax. Just relax. That's your seat for the next 10 minutes, okay? That's great. Put your hand behind your head. Wonderful. You enjoy yourself. Now, the friends believed that Jesus could heal their friend. So what did they do? They brought their friend to Jesus. You see, they didn't just think, I believe Jesus can heal our friend, but we're not going. We're just going to stay here. They believed it, and so they did something. They went, and somebody got one end of the bed, and somebody got the other end of the bed, and they lifted it up, and they carried them off to see Jesus. They showed their faith. Remember yesterday in the story when the storm was happening and the disciples were really afraid? What was the question Jesus asked the disciples? Yeah, where's your faith? Where is your faith? And these friends are showing their faith by bringing their friend to Jesus. Wonderful. Now, when they arrive at the house, the problem is they can't get into the house. They can't, thank you. They cannot get into the house because they can't get through the front door. Now, in that culture, in that day, houses had flat roofs, okay? Not like ours, Like even this here has a, see that there? There's no way you could stand on top of that and safely anyway. In that culture, people would go up on top of the roof and sit and have their dinner. Sometimes people would sleep on the flat roof. It was a lovely way to live. So these guys go up onto the flat roof, and guess what they do? They start to dig a hole. Wow. They want to get to Jesus, you see. They believe that Jesus is able to heal their friend. And so they get their shovels out, they get their picks out, and they start digging in the middle of the roof. And the hole is getting bigger and wider. Imagine you stood downstairs and suddenly all the wood starts to fall on top of you and you're thinking, what's going on here? Look up there. And you see people looking down at you. And then suddenly down through the middle of the roof comes the man on his bed. That's incredible, isn't it? I wonder what he felt like. What do you think he felt like? Happy? Yeah. How do you think he felt? Anyone else? Happy? Excited? Nervous? Happy. Not quite sure what's going to happen next. So he comes right down, right in front of Jesus. And Jesus saw their faith. He saw that these friends had believed in him. They had come to him. They had kept coming. Even though they couldn't get through the door, they kept coming. We're going to get our friend to Jesus. And they said to this fella, I wonder what they said to this fella. Do you remember yesterday in the storm? What did Jesus say to the storm to stop the storm? He said, stop. Another word? No. Be still. He said to the storm, be still. What should he say? What should he say? No. He can't walk. Remember, he cannot walk. What should he say? No, he should say, be healed. Shouldn't he? You would expect Jesus to say that. He said, be still to the storm. He says, be healed. That's not what he said, though. That is not what he said. Now listen very carefully. Look at what Jesus said. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven you. That's what Jesus said. That's the first thing he said. You see, when we think of sickness is really important. Sickness is really serious. It matters to Jesus. But you know what? There is something even more important than that, and that is sin. That is sin. The first thing that Jesus saw this man needing healed of was his sin. He's forgiven now. Now imagine the things that you can do that he can't. You can run, he can't. You can walk, he can't. Some of you can do cartwheels. I've watched you doing cartwheels already. You can do that, yeah? He can't. But listen, he's forgiven. That's more important. He's forgiven. Think about that now, right? He's forgiven. Now, some people were listening to what Jesus had to say, and these were kind of grumpy people. They didn't like what Jesus was saying. And they said to him, that's wrong. They were thinking, that's wrong. He shouldn't be saying that sort of stuff because only God can forgive sin. That's what they were thinking. Only God can do what Jesus had just done. Now, do you agree with them? Do you agree? I agree. They're right. Don't you? Only God can forgive sin. So what does that tell us about Jesus? What does that tell us about Jesus Christ? That Jesus is God. Either he is God, or he's just saying, your sins are forgiven, but he has no power to forgive sins. Anybody could say that. You could turn to the person next to you and say, your sins are forgiven. But what authority have you got to say that? You don't have any authority, do you? You don't have any power to say that. You could say anything. You could literally say anything. But how do you show you have the power to do that? Jesus knew what they were thinking. That's something else that Jesus can do. He can heal the storm. He can stop the storm. He can forgive sins. He can see what you're thinking. He knew what they were thinking. And Jesus said to them, look, you tell me, which is easier? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say to this man, get up, pick up your bed and go home? Which would be the easier thing to say, do you think? This is a tough question. Maybe only the Maxis might get this. Which is the easier thing to say? Your sins are forgiven, or do what you can't do? Get up, pick up your bed and go home. Which is easier to say? That's the easier thing. Okay, that's one opinion. Anybody else want to have a go? I'm really deaf. The first one, your sins are forgiven. Yeah, I think you're right. Your sins are forgiven. Because if I say your sins are forgiven, can you see anything change? Can you see anything happen? No, anybody can say that. Anybody could say that. But listen, Jesus says this, for you to see that I have the power and the authority to forgive sins, he said this, I'm going to do the harder thing. Get up, get out of bed, lift it up and go home. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? He got up and went back to his chair. Everybody give him a round of applause. Well done. That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. And people were absolutely amazed. How could he do that? How can this man do that unless he is God? God who can calm the storm. God who can heal someone. And God, because only God can forgive sin. That's Jesus Christ. We're talking about superheroes, and Jesus is the superhero. He really is. He can do those things that we just cannot do. And again, there are many things that are wrong in this world. Many things. And maybe some of them you have. Maybe some of them are in your family. Maybe you've heard of things on the news, or you're hearing of things in school. Terrible things. And these things matter. Jesus cares about these things. But the most important thing is whether or not we have been forgiven. Have we been forgiven of our sins? Jesus can forgive. He proved that. He has the power to heal. He can forgive. Don't just believe he can forgive. Come to him. Pray to him. Ask him to forgive you. He can forgive you. He promises he will forgive you. All you have to do is come to him. Let me pray for you, okay? God, thank you that you are able and willing to forgive us of all our sins. Thank you for Jesus who came to show us your love. Help us, Lord, to come to him, to pray to him, to ask him for forgiveness, because every one of us needs to be forgiven. Amen.